Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. God bless you, and welcome to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so grateful to the Lord that you have joined us, and we are able to spend these next few minutes together as I continue on in a message I started this week, Having Done All, Stand Therefore, referencing a verse found in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, where Paul says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day." And we certainly are in an evil day, are we not? And then he adds, "And having done all, to stand." And that indicates there may be a time period where once we've done everything we know to do, using all of our spiritual weapons, which are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, there is a time of standing. There is a time of waiting on God. There is a time of praising God. There is a time of thanking God. Once we have prayed, we know that He hears our prayers. And if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us and will have the petitions we've desired of Him. So surely God came to deliver us to for this purpose. The Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And the Lord is not happy when He sees His children under attack. And yet there are times, even as He did for Job, that He removed that hedge around Job and He allowed the devil to test him. And as I have said before on the podcast, Job is one of my heroes. Why? Because that poor dear man had no clue of what was going on. It wasn't about him. Of course, he learned lessons. But the fact is, God demonstrated to the host of heaven that He had a servant who was willing, even though he was brutally crushed, circumstantially, as far as his heart and his loved ones, his family, lost his children, his possessions, and his very friends were accusing him of wrongdoing. All that occurred, and he did not curse God. And I believe, and that was the charge of Satan, you know, just take away these things, God, and He'll curse you to His face. Well, he didn't, praise God. And God has a people today, no matter what we have gone through, the saints of old, look at what they've endured. And yet, by the very strengthening of the Spirit of God within their hearts and lives, some, in some cases, were even able to lay down their lives because of God's grace and His strength. And so we know that the light afflictions that we go through are working for us an exceeding weight of glory. So we have found that endurance, perseverance, patience is commanded by Scripture, and it is definitely a byproduct of trials. And also, it's a means whereby we inherit the promises of God. We have covenanted with God that we allow the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all sin, and we present all that we are, our bodies, a living sacrifice before Him, our spirits surrendered to Him. We have entered into a covenant relationship. It's called the New Covenant, sealed by the blood of the Lamb, praise God. And so let me share some passages of Scripture that should encourage your heart, even though you might be in what you feel is utter darkness. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy cometh in the morning. Ye shall reap in due season if ye faint not. And some of you, you feel so weak and you feel like, Lord, I feel like I'm going to faint. If you call out to the Lord, He will strengthen you. He is a very present time in the time of trouble. In fact, I just want to stop right here. Some of you are feeling very weak, and you've said, Lord, it with tears, I don't know, Lord, how much I can longer I can bear this, how much longer I can endure. Because at times, beloved, in my own life, there were times I felt that I could not take any more. The burdens and the heartache were so great. The sorrows were so overwhelming. The grief was paralyzing that I had no strength in myself. But God was faithful, beloved. He brought me through just like He's going to bring you through. If you're going through a difficult time right now, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And you see that one who's so bowed down by the burdens and the troubles and the battles and attacks that have come. And Father, I thank you that for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Lord, we know at times we are tested. Sometimes it seems, in our estimation, it's beyond what we can endure. But you've promised us, Lord, you're faithful and you will not allow us to be tested above what we're able. And so, Father, I thank you right now for the faith of God arising in the heart of your beloved. Father, I rebuke lying spirits that would come against them to bring doubt and uncertainty, to question your love, to make them feel they might as well give it all up. They're going to be defeated anyway. I rebuke those lies in Jesus' name. And Lord, I command the very faith of God and the strength of God to pour into them right now. In the name of Jesus, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, hey, hear the word of the Lord. I have called you, yea, from before the foundation of the earth. I've ordained for you to be alive at this hour, and I am with you, says the Lord. Hearken not to the lies and the words of the enemy, for I am for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? And I will bring you forth, even though you go through the fire and through the flood. It is I that am with you, and I shall cause you to come forth as pure as gold. And you shall rejoice for that which you have asked of me. Yea, when you were on the mountaintop, when you were praising me, yea, I am accomplishing that work. Those things that you have asked, lo, I am doing that work to mold and fashion you and make you, yea, a vessel of honor, a vessel of glory in the house of the Lord. So faint not and know that even right at this moment, I strengthen you by the hand of my anointing. I cause weakness to go. I cause distress to be dispersed. And I cause you to know you shall pass through this valley, and you shall come to the very mount of the Lord, and you shall rejoice, for you shall see that God is a prayer-answering God, and that I have heard you in the time of your affliction, and I did not turn you away. But lo, my ears were open to you, my heart was open to receive your cry, and lo, I shall move and draw you out of those many waters, and you shall not be overwhelmed, but you shall stand on a solid rock, and you shall praise me, says the Lord your God. Rejoice, beloved. Oh, yes, Lord, we rejoice. Thank you, Father. It is only your grace. It is your strength. It is your everlasting mercies and loving kindness that cause us, Father, to triumph. We are more than conquerors in you, not in our own strength, Lord. Our own strength, our perseverance, our patience is very limited, but we claim the very fruit of the Spirit. Just, Lord, as you have given the gifts of the Spirit to the body of Christ, you have given us the very delineation of the personality of Jesus found in the nine fruit of the Spirit. And so, Father, I thank you for patience and long-suffering and endurance, and also, Lord, for joy, that we can endure trials, we can count it all joy, knowing, Lord, not looking with natural eyes, not responding with our sense feelings and reactions and our emotions, but knowing that there is an eternal purpose and significance, that you have a reason, that all things are working together for our good, and we stand on that, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this people. I thank you, Lord, that you're raising them up in victory and in strength, and the honor and the glory and the praise goes only to you. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, hallelujah, praise God. I felt his anointing, and I have to go back. What scripture? Where was I? Paul says in Okay, we were talking about patience being engendered by endurance of trials, and we are waiting. That's what we do. We wait on the Lord in hope and expectation for the invisible realities of faith. Remember? That's what the Lord was just telling us. We have to, with faith, receive the knowledge, the certainty that He is moving and He's going to bring us forth. Romans 8 and 25 declares, "But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Romans 15 and 4 says, "For whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." In other words, we're to have hope. There's two ways that sentence tells us: through the comfort of the Scriptures, because we know it's truth and God cannot lie, and also through patience. Praise God. Paul exhorts in Hebrews 6 and 12 not to be slothful, but to be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Remember, this is the third thing I shared. Patience is a means whereby we inherit the promises of God. Hebrews 10:36 says, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promises." And one final scripture before I bring the broadcast to a close, Hebrews 6 and 15. This is referencing Abraham. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. So often the enemy would come against God's people with doubts and lack of faith. However, God is faithful who has promised. Just as he spoke unerringly to Abraham, his word speaks to your heart. Receive that word. Stand on it. Stand on the promises of Scripture, beloved, and you will be victorious. However, there's never a need for shame or embarrassment if you ask for prayer. I never hesitate at our local church. Anyone needs prayer, I'm one of the first ones up there. So I invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and know that I pray and fast regularly for those who write in and for the UCM family, the UCM partners, which I'm so grateful for. I love you and thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,